Cliffcentral.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com. Keeping it real. On CliffCentral.com.
Okay, so as promised, we are hanging out with Ganja Beats. Well, two-thirds of Ganja Beats. What up, gents?
What up, Captain?
Are you good?
Oh, good,
it's
man.
Been a while, yo. It's been a while, man.
It's been a long time.
I don't think people know how far back we go.
Yo, we go way back.
Way
before,
back,
like,
right?
Before everything popped off.
Before everything popped off for anyone,
for
man.
For anyone, yeah.
So it's crazy to have you guys on the other side of the desk now, and you know, like,
you
shit
so
has
much.
Really changed. You guys have done so fucking well, man.
Thank you so
much. I just want to say something.
Yeah.
I think you guys need to explain how many you are and the members, because I feel like people only know two. And
yeah.
I just met the white guy today. I didn't know there was a white guy in Ganja Beat.
Integration things.
They need to explain.
All right. My name is Himul G. Ganjas. I'm from Maftown. My brother Ash is not here. He's in Cape Town. And then,
it's me. What's up, I'm Maddie.
Maddie, what's up, Maddie?
I'm the missing piece from Ganja Beats.
Yeah,
no one ever sees me.
Yeah,
you don't see Maddie in the club.
And why is that?
Oh man, I don't know. I'm a very chill guy.
You're on your Chad Hugo.
I like to focus on being in the studio.
Yeah,
you know, learning, yeah. Trying to keep adapting, keep making new beats and
yeah, yeah, I mean, Maddie records, mixes, masters, produces for like the best in the industry, and he's done it for everyone. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
From AKA in the beginning.
That was his brother.
More
his
my brother.
Brother. Yeah, his brother. Had
yeah,
a lot
more
to
my brother. Casper.
Who's your
Ricky
brother?
Rick.
Ashish, he's the third member.
Oh, you haven't met
Ashish.
All right, cool. No, he's in Cape Town. He's just chilling. But yeah, man, we're just enjoying ourselves. Yo, it's been a come up though. Like we've started. From like yo 2010 and now 2016, there's platinum albums, gold albums.
So she's enjoying that platinum money.
It's good.
The royalty
man.
Checks must be ridiculous.
It's good.
I mean,
we just signed a deal with Shea Publishing as well, so like just trying to get all the business shit in order. So
yeah,
we can swear, you right?
Yeah.
Out this motherfucker.
So man, speaking of the plaques and shit, man, you guys have produced bangers for everybody, man. The biggest artist in the game right now, the likes of Ricky, the likes of Casper, Switch. At what point in your life did you decide that, yo, this music thing is what we want to end up doing?
Well, okay, I don't know, man.
Well, Himal and I basically met in college.
Uh-huh.
But Ashish, his younger brother, was making beats back in math already in high school. Like, he was making beats for long before us.
Yeah.
Then we went to college, and we actually studied with Ricky Rick, you know?
Yeah.
And then we met another guy named Sam Samos, and he was also a hip-hop producer, and he's actually, like, our mentor in a sense. Like,
yeah.
So it was, like, I don't know, meeting everybody at AFDA. We were studying sound in sound for film.
Yeah.
But meeting all those people, and we've always had a love for music. I don't know, it was just not
music
right,
just connected,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. We just got in the studio, and, like, we knew nothing.
Yeah.
Myself and Maddie knew nothing. My brother's the one that, like, he's the head of Ganja
Beats. He knew
some.
Like,
yeah.
He knew, he made beats and that, but he also didn't know the studio
set up.
Like, and laugh like, and that. And then we just, you know, we went through, the three of us were teaching each other, like, all new tricks and that. And
it's
just,
a process. You learn, you fall, you get back up.
So it literally sounds like the three of you guys can't operate without the other. Well, like because the one is stronger at something else than the others, and
I think everyone,
you know, like everyone has their own strength.
Yeah.
It's like a tripod.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But it's like we could possibly work individually, but it is better for the three of us to be
together.
Yeah,
the magic, you know.
Even like when we're mixing in that, it's like we're mixing a track. It's better like one of us will hear something and the other one didn't like maybe quite notice before.
Yeah.
And it's just like a balance.
Better to have the three pair of
ears,
you know. So well, it's good, man. It's fun. Yo, Questa just went gold.
Yeah,
I'm so happy about that. That album is like, that's one of my favorite albums.
Yeah,
because we actually did 5 tracks on that. On that
album.
Are
you serious?
Yeah.
So you guys are the go to guys. Like, yo, I need a hit. Yo.
They're the Neptunes of this bitch.
Yeah.
Like. The funny thing is, like, we did such dope tracks with Questa, but it's like none of those tracks became like his first few singles.
Yeah.
The tracks that we did on there were like, have you guys heard the album? Like the full album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preacher, Tech, Karma, Let a Nigga Hit. Oh shit, can I say that?
Yeah.
No, but I'm Indian, don't you?
Now you get the pass.
Do I get the pass?
Yeah.
All right, cool, man.
We were all impressed. After this.
No, that's true. That's true. No, but then
yeah. So Maddie, you just said you guys studied sound specifically for film,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So now, a couple of years later, you guys have, you know, dabbled with the music thing. Yeah. Now you guys get a movie to score.
Yeah.
So like, is that when you're like, fuck, finally our degree goes to something? Like,
yeah.
You know.
Well, the thing is, because we didn't really study music in film, we studied like the sound engine or sound design, so recording of all the audio and that,
building
and
the actual,
you know,
sound,
and like,
oh. Yeah. So, like the sound for like a car crash. For
yeah,
instance,
so
like
even scoring the movie was new to us, or okay. new for us as well. We knew like the film process, but we've never actually scored
from
a film
start
before.
To end, like, yeah. A feature-length film, that was
so
for our first time. It was
hard. How did it go?
Did you guys like get into a session where, like, you know, orchestras and all that?
I wish.
Yeah,
man.
This is a South African. Like,
come on, man. We need the budget.
You got the budget for that.
I guess y'all just had a guitar out there.
Yo, for people who don't know, you guys actually scored Tommy Sweet Something with Maps Maponyana and Nomza Mombat. Yeah. Actually,
damn.
I haven't seen the movie. Yeah, but yeah. I know like it had a lot of attention.
Yeah, no.
It did well. Yeah.
It was a rom-com. It was so weird that they got us to do that because it's like... Romantic comedy,
a rom-com,
Ganja
yeah.
Beats.
Okay. Let it be known. Ganja Beats are some romantic ass niggas.
Yo, I'm married though, so. Dude, man.
You know. I
oh, like
know.
You married?
Yeah, got like, married this year though.
Oh, congrats,
oh, for real?
Bro.
Yeah,
congrats.
Yeah, I know you were with your girl for the longest time. I don't know you were married though.
Yeah,
congrats, man.
I want to know how much a beat cost. That's all I want to know. If I want a hit,
80,000.
Nah, I wish. Yo. No. We can always speak, you know.
Oh, so it's negotiable.
It's negotiable. Yeah, it's always negotiable.
Okay.
It's always depending on the artist, depending on who you are,
the relationship.
What, yeah, the relationship.
What number says to you, guys, you're soaring at us now. What number? Like, let's say, if I say to you guys, okay, guys, look. Kunzima, 205.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You guys would be cool with that?
What?
2-5.
2-5.
You know what?
Like, what's your
lowest?
He's basically what's your lowest?
What's the cheapest you would sell a beat for?
I don't know, like, you see, we started off obviously a lot cheaper, like, we didn't have a name or anything.
Yeah.
Because, like, look at these artists, like, you look at, like, Casper and that, how, as soon as they start winning more awards, their prices always go up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, we've kind of gone down that road as well.
Yeah, which is
got,
fair.
Y'all got plaques now. Y'all got awards and shit now, huh?
So we have to, you know?
Got that plaque.
Some nominated albums.
I'd have to say, if you wanted an exact number, I think anything under, like, 15
is a
like,
swear word.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
So basically,
that's some people's paychecks.
All right, cool. So moving along from the movie, then you guys dabbled into TV, and you guys, how were you guys involved with IAA and The Road? What were you guys doing for those?
Well, at that time we were working with Tibbs. We were signed under Show Love Management.
Yeah,
and we're doing some work with him. He was like an agent for us, so he got us onto that. And then they just wanted music, man. At that time, we just had a library of music that. Could sort of like basically what we did, we had to like sit down and make folders. Like, okay, cool. What type of emotion is this? Okay, let's try and put it like some beats or a song to that.
Yeah,
and then we just
we basically just built a library for them to look through and they. Chose
what songs they wanted.
Yeah. We didn't actually place any of them.
It wasn't like Tommy Sweet Something where we had to like sit down and play the actual music.
So you guys just gave them, you just gave them the music and they did what they did.
Yeah, but like we gave them a lot of music. Like each episode would be like maybe five or six joints.
That's crazy.
Hours that would play. Plus the theme, the theme joint. Like it was TB, it was Casper, so we produced that as well, man. So. It was cool.
Word on the street is there's a season 2 of IAA. Are you guys involved in that?
We actually just found out about it not too long ago. I'm not too sure if we're going to be involved. We'll have to find out from Bomb Production.
Are you guys still under Show Love?
No, we're on our own right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, man, we're doing our own.
Oh, y'all get
thing,
money
man.
And you're like, fuck management, man.
Man, we've basically been managing ourselves, like, over the last few years. Everything we've done is basically us. Like,
for real?
Everything that we do.
Okay.
Tibbs got us the IAA and the movie, man. Everything else that we've ever done has always been us, man.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was like Because you said you were signed under them.
Well,
under
it was like signed under
them. Yeah. You know, briefly.
So I want to know your relationship with Casper. I know it seems like you guys had a very dope relationship. And you guys are both from Mafia Gang as well?
Yeah, yeah.
From you meet there or you met...
Okay, so Casper and my brother went to primary school together.
Okay.
Back in Salt Plaguey Primary School. Anyone from Map Town is listening. Salt Plaguey Primary School. And they were friends. They met up. They just used to hang out and like rap and sort of make beats. My brother wasn't even making beats. He would basically take beats off the net and then tell the guys, here's a beat I made.
He was fucking with loops as well a lot.
Yeah, like he'd just take loops and chop up loops or whatever and just add like a few drums or whatever. And then they started their first hip hop crew together. It was called Slow Motion. It's very funny. But that's where it originally started, and like that's where Ganja Beats sort of came out.
Came in,
I guess. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's where she
initially
started.
Yeah.
And then we all got together, and then it started. Like we actually then it was in 2010. We were working in Malville.
We had a studio out there.
Working at a studio, and then one day I think it was Himmel saying he saw Casper walking down the street, and he's like, "Hey, man, we got a studio here. Like, come through." And then that day we recorded a track actually that came out on what was it, the Tolo Fellow Platinum Edition.
So it was like 5 years later that song came out.
That's crazy.
What song was this?
That was Head Above the Water.
Yeah, Head Above the Water.
Kent's vocals.
Shucks.
Yeah, on the Platinum, Tolo Fellow Platinum, you'll find it on there. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I want to ask you guys something, right? So speaking of your relationship with Casper, you guys produced some joints off the Refilo album.
Yeah.
How did you guys feel when you heard The Game was gonna be on one of your beats?
That was crazy.
That was insane.
Because I'm a big West Coast fan.
Firstly, like, how did you find out? Like, you know.
Okay. So we heard the initial beat. Casper and my brother, they all went to Zimbali. I think it was like Durban July time last year. They booked out a house and they were working on the album. They set up two recording studios in there and they were making beats.
Yeah.
And basically they were in the kitchen on the laptop making cooking in the kitchen, the beat of cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And they came up with
cooking in the kitchen.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
And it made sense. And I heard it, what is The Game's last album that dropped now?
The documentary.
I thought, okay, so my brother was playing me the beat and the song the one day, and I thought it was something off the documentary too.
Yeah.
And I'm I'm like, shit, this is dope. And he's like, that's our beat.
That's us.
And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, that's Casper and Game. I'm like, oh shit.
That's crazy.
So yeah, Casper just sent through the verse. I don't know how he hooked that up.
Oh, you don't know the relationship?
That's
or
crazy.
I think it was through drama. I'm not too sure, but
okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now so, tell us about the project that you're currently working on, the Cape of Good Dope with Youngster.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, Shap. Tell us about that.
All right, cool. So Youngster, we met a couple of years ago. We didn't meet him a couple of years ago. We got to work with him a couple of years ago through Switch on the Switch Up mixtape.
Yeah.
We did two joints on there called Dope and Stick 8. Never met the guy. Sent him the beats. He rapped on it. We loved it. And like, we just thought, like, you know, the relationship is cool, whatever.
Yeah.
And we met him a couple times, and then we were like, dude, we have to get in the studio. We got in the studio. The first day we recorded, we're like, now we can do a project.
Yeah.
A full project.
Cheers.
8 tracks in, I think it was 4 sessions. 3 sessions or 4 sessions.
Damn.
Eight
songs. He's a one-take
I gave
Drake.
Songs.
Like 8 full songs. Choruses, verses.
I gave him like 4 beats the one day. Youngster's such a G. I gave him 4 or 5 beats the one day. He came back. Verses for every track. Full
Such
song,
hunger.
Not even verses, full song.
Yeah, that's Whoa. Hunger. Right?
Such hunger.
Yeah, that's my.
That's, what,
that's
we
what I'm
knew
talking
immediately,
about.
Like,
these niggas,
we have
to man.
Do a project.
Gotta work with
and,
him.
And the theme of it, and the theme of it is like, basically like a West Coast. He's from the West Cape, so we're like, okay, cool. Mm. The West Coast of South Africa is Cape Town and the Western Cape. You know what I mean? So why not get those type of beats, like. And like, we've got some trap bangers on there, but it's a lot of West Coast influence beats.
So what do you guys think about like the sound influence of today, in today's like music? Do you guys feel like it's okay?
It's dope, man. Isn't like it? Music evolves for me. I don't know. I personally believe that. You just gotta go with the times, but I still love my old school shit. Like, that's me, man. I love my old school shit.
That's what I'm talking about. Man.
Yeah, we call them old school.
I don't know. Maybe I'm old.
Hey, I'm not that old.
I'm actually going to need you guys to introduce this song, man. The youngster joint that you guys did.
All right.
Yeah. Go ahead. Right, actually, cool, introduce it.
So this track is called I Don't Know. The way we did this joint, we're looking for a beat. We're like, yeah, what's the name of the beat? I don't know. What's the name? I don't know. Ah, okay, cool. Let's hit it. I don't know. Ganja Beats, Youngster CPT.
Yeah. Why question mark Jen? Ganja Beats, why did you do this? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Will I make it with this rapping with all of these rappers? Is it even possible? I got a flow, that's why I stand out and these rappers stand up, their music is comical. Horrible, I hope you don't write them. Who's your ghostwriter? Really, I don't wanna know. I'm honorable, as for the rest of you, are you transsexuals? I don't know, I don't know. You in a hospital, will you survive if they op on you? I don't know, I don't know. Cause they took a shot at you, cops asked some questions, my answer was I don't know, I don't know. My alibi, I was in tropical weather, but a model and I told her drop it low. She pregnant, I did use a condom, no, so who's the father though? I don't know, I don't know. 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 When did my rap start becoming so dangerous, so diabolical? Every time that I open my mouth, I'ma make you uncomfortable. This is illogical. I overcame every hurdle and obstacle. The reason I did, only God will know. Well, I go to hell, only heaven, no. I don't know, I don't know. When I became such an animal, became somebody that I don't know. I am phenomenal. What is your talent, though? I don't know, I don't know. They hold me responsible. What does my conscience say? I don't know, I don't know. How could you trust in these rappers, though? Why you so gullible? I don't know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, I don't know. I don't know, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. How I am one with the ghetto, I swear though it's so geological. People are saying I'm proud of you, I'm saying what I do. I don't know, I don't know. I need my vitamins and all my minerals, gotta stay healthy, it's vital too. But ganja, yo, where is the ganja? He's telling me, I don't know, I don't know. I'm undeniable, your sound does not work. Will somebody hire you? I don't know, I don't know. I just fired you, I am not buying you. Where did we find this dude? I don't know, I don't know. Cause I do some magic when I'm on the track and I feel like I'm dynamo. Why you wearing these kinds of clothes? Is it real, is it fake? I don't know, I don't know. 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 I don't know, I don't know. What fairy tale you've been living in, but I will burn down your bungalow. I'm chasing green like it's Piccolo. On the road to success, can you drive a bicycle? I don't know, I don't know. You being played like an instrument, violin, the cello or xylophone. And while I was puffing the antidote, you asking me what's inside of my styrofoam. I don't know, I don't know. Probably Sprite or Coke. Will they provide a quote if I promote? I don't know, I don't know. Who are these people that's sending me messages? Who am I replying to? I don't know, I don't know. Asking me questions like, youngster, is Toomey still signing you? I don't know, I don't know. What's up with you and the Wygen crews? Everything fine with you? I don't know, I don't know. Whoever told you this nonsense, I promise somebody's been lying to you. Whoever gave you this information is just so unreliable. I wish I could answer the questions that most of the people would like me to. But my logo's a Y and a question mark, so I'm reminding you. I don't know, I don't know. 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 I don't know.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Capital Wrap Up. As promised, we are going to be hanging out with the homegirl with the curly blonde hair.
She's all up, she's all up in her mentions. Like,
what up, Patty?
At least tune in. Get on it. Like,
how you, girl?
I'm blessed and highly favored, my brother, and you. Everybody sitting in this room right now. Bless.
Oh, so you weren't asking me, like, and you were saying, and
no, I blessed you.
Oh, damn. Whoa, damn. Whoa, I need some fucking horse. Blessings, blessings.
She said the same thing to me. I was like, hi, he's like, I'm blessed and highly favored. And I was like, okay. I did.
All right, cool. So I'm gonna, firstly, I only discovered your real name today for the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, Megan Skincomb. Yeah, no, I got it. I expose everybody out.
Don't call about the government.
That's the government name.
So how did that move to the name Patty Monroe? Like,
I just thought Megan Steenkamp. Megan Steenkamp's in. It's me.
Yeah.
It's one part of me.
Yeah.
That's Megan. You don't even know my surname. My surname's actually, no, my second name's Floddins.
Okay.
So Megan Floddins.
Yeah.
We leave that Steenkamp alone because I'm gonna get married on day. Drop the surname, whatever.
Damn.
But Megan Floddins. That's for when I venture into winning Grammys, no, winning Oscars, and
cheers,
not just Grammys. That's
okay.
I don't do. That's another part.
You
want to
get into acting as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I would love to do that.
Okay, so yeah, tell us about how you moved from Megan to Patty Monroe, like
how the name came about.
Yeah, how
it
did
was
it come about?
Patty was the first nickname I ever had. I got that in high school.
Just
and
yet.
Monroe, stupid story. I don't want to go. Don't repeat it.
For the stories.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We want to
hear the stories. We want to hear the stories.
Think about it. This is the only raw, uncensored, real show.
No, yeah. It's not even like funny. It's stupid.
You can even say
it's
ass
stupid.
Crack.
No, but it's really stupid. Anyway,
yeah.
Long story short, Patty was the first nickname I ever had, and then Monroe came from Marilyn Monroe. Yeah.
Okay.
And we just squeezed it together someday. Some guy in class was just like, oh, Patty Monroe, take my hand in the morning, you know how it go. And then I was like, yo, my bro.
What, was he rapping to your wife?
No. Like, that is my bra, man. So, you know the people that sit at the back of the class?
Yeah, that cool shit's in the back of the class.
No, that was us. Yeah. So, I came there the morning, register period, and then he was like, oh, Patty Monroe, and he took my hand, and I was like, what? Write that shit down, yo. And then it stuck, like, that was...
You know, Marilyn Monroe was, like, the first real bad bitch, like, ever, right?
Yeah.
The first white one.
Oh.
If you didn't know. You don't know about Dorothy Dandridge?
No.
Ooh!
No. Yo, I'm getting school
right
now.
You don't know
right
about
now.
That?
I'm getting school right now.
Yeah, she was, but she couldn't go through the same doors Monroe went through
of course.
Because of the color, but she was just as amazing, though. Actually, Monroe was inspired by Miss Dandridge.
Dorothy Dandridge.
I'm going to
Google
her. I'm going to Google
Didn't Halle Berry play Dorothy Dandridge at some point?
Could be. Google that as well.
Yeah, Google it.
All right, cool. So now you came up in Cape Town, and you came up under legends, you know, the likes of DJ Reddy D, the likes of DJ Azul.
Yeah.
First question, man, coming up under guys like that who've been involved, you know, with South African hip-hop for so long since
you
its
got
inception.
Bars.
Like... Don't you feel a certain kind of pressure, you know? And number two, doesn't that pressure kind of amplify because you're a female?
Yes, that's why we have a diamond sitting here. Because I came from Cape Town with those people.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, coming from school, still in my school uniform, taking a train to town, taking a taxi to SABC Studios, waiting for the cypher. Still didn't even have supper, still waiting for that cypher to start. Waiting. Because, like, every Wednesday, like, cats from all over, Cape Town, Mitchell's Plain, Worcester, Paul would come. And they'd get a chance to spit on the radio, do your verse.
Yeah.
And that's how it started for me. And I never went last. They always say the youngster always used to go last.
Yeah.
Always when he was there. Or like Isaac Newton, like, or like Garlic Brown, they would always go last. And I'm not going to lie, guys, I went last the last time I was there.
Congrats.
But as long as you killed it, though.
I'm sure I did.
Is that how you fell in love with hip hop? Is that how you got into hip hop?
That's how it started. I did a feature. I thought I was going to be a singer like Rihanna, Beyonce. And then I never won until I started rapping.
Yeah.
Then I won a competition. Always used to come second, third, not even anywhere when I used to sing. Started rapping. They were like, oh, that's good. All right. And it was the night of the Beat Bangers, Lady D, Azul, all of them were there. And that was my first performance. I was still underage in the club, doing my thing on the stage. And I was like, yo, this is just...
This is it.
This is where I want to be. Like, I was never in a room where... Everybody, like, that's what music can do to people, man.
Yeah.
It can pick your mood up from here. It can take you there. It can make you take you to a completely different place. And that's what I loved about it. And that's when the hip-hop bug bit me.
So you've worked with, you know, quite a few guys to name. But the most interesting name that I saw when I was actually doing my research is you worked with Kulo the Song.
That was my very first single.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, high fashion. Patty boom boom. High fashion. Yeah, that was him.
No ways.
Yeah, that was him.
That's insane.
First, what happened.
Isn't he a house nigga?
Yeah.
Have you heard exactly. That song, though? You'll hear it now. You know that it's Kulo. You'll know it's him now. Yeah. If you listen to it again.
But I just. No, you can hear the influence, but I just wouldn't expect. Because it crosses
we first
over.
Sent it,
you know?
Like my management first sent it to Tira.
Yeah.
For Big Nas them to do something. And then I was like, nah, that's too much. That's too much house for me. I can't deal. Okay, take a step back.
Yeah.
And then he told me about Kulo. And then I was like, who's this guy? I've never heard of this guy before. I don't know him. He was like, you don't even know? You don't even know who this guy is?
Bitch, you better recognize.
And then I just recorded it. The rap, never rapped that fast in my life, but that was the beginning of great things.
And I know that Eve and Missy Elliott follow you on Twitter.
Yes.
Have you ever DM'd them and like just
snap.
Reached out
like,
and
yo.
Like,
oh snap, for real?
Y'all got that new mixtape. Yo,
I got that Missy for you. I'm not gonna lie, like they were following me for a while.
Yeah.
They still are, and then I was too nervous, man. They didn't want to say the wrong thing. And then I waited, like one night, I came home and I was so turned. I was like, oh, now I'm going to DM him now. Now's the time.
You drunk DM Missy Elliott.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you're out there like typing, like, work it. I need a glass of water.
It's good to know you.
Yo, man, I think it would be really cool. I know Eve's coming next month, so if you were, you know, to reach out.
Eve's coming next month, and we are going to be chilling, taking selfies, whatnot. Be like, yo, girl, I really like your shoes, man. We get that.
Just make sure you bring it as Capital Wrap Up, you know?
Yeah, bring it through.
Bring it through.
I'm saying, though.
Bring it to the Capital
and
Wrap
Slum
Up.
And Slum Village, I think they're coming as well.
Yeah, they're coming. Eve's coming. Tinashe's coming. As well as Chris Brown.
Yeah, I don't care about anybody but Tinashe.
Yeah, I love Tinashe. All right, cool. So
I want to ask you a quick question. How are you finding being a rapper in South Africa? A female rapper.
Mm. The people don't recognize us.
What is it?
They're all about this brasser. Whole time.
So it's a struggle.
You can check my Instagram out. I actually wrote something about that today.
Do you get discouraged?
No, it's more motivation for me.
So you're saying it's a boys club?
Basically, all male endeavor.
So what do you think you need to do to
they
overcome
they can't
that?
Deliver as the midwife, Mr. Clever.
Hey. You're going to rap. We're going to put you on the spot now.
You're rap just now.
She's staring with the voice.
So what do you think you need to do to overcome this, you know, this problem?
I just need to keep doing me. I don't give a fuck about anybody else. Whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen the time it's supposed to happen.
Okay.
So then what do you think about, like, all these other
I actually do
girls
care about
that
people that came out so long. I don't give a fuck about anybody else. I love you guys. Mala cheese.
So what do you think about all these other female rappers like your Nadia Nakai's, your
Nalika?
They cool.
Yeah.
Gigi LaMaine,
Cat Wanted Spice.
FIFA Cooper Son.
Kwaya Lika.
She's been trained, Kat. No, you're not getting any juice out of
it. I'm just trying to ask, you know what I'm saying?
All right, cool. I know you got the brand new single Messy that you're pushing right now.
Yes.
Tell us about that, man.
Like the song's out, and what I'm focusing on, like how I feel right now, is just the pressure of putting a video out.
Okay.
I know a video needs to come out. I want the video to come out.
Yeah.
The streets are asking for a video.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to put any cuck out, man.
Yeah.
Like every video that I've done so far, it just got better and better and better, and now it's Messy. It's just track.
Yeah.
Like I can't. It needs to be nothing but greatness, man.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on right now.
You know, it's crazy that you actually said that about, your videos. I'm going to be very honest with you, so I hope you can take the truth.
I was
having a conversation with your manager, Jesus, and I was like, yo, man, I feel like you... I wasn't convinced about you from the beginning, but I feel like the more I listen to you, I'm like, okay, she's getting better and better, and like now you're on the Capital Wrap Up, which must mean
that's
you know,
so like, that's a cosign like, and a half.
Blessing and highly favored.
So what do you think? What do you think you're doing now that maybe you weren't doing before?
What am I doing now that I... Like, honestly, how I feel now, I believe much more in myself than what I did before.
Okay.
I'm coming more to the authentic self.
Yeah.
That's what's the most important.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. There's no magical formula. It's just you.
Well, whatever you're doing, I think you need to do more of it, man. Like,
I totally agree with you. I feel like I'm doing something, but there's so much more that I can do.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. Just
okay, Shiap, we have 5 minutes left of the show, so we do want to play your song, but we still want to come back after that. So really quickly, I need you to introduce your genre right now.
Are you ready for this? It's Patty Monroe, a.k.a. Scary Poppins, a.k.a. Young Messy. Check it. It's about to get messy right now.
Chest. And are you sure you want a piece of this madness? First rejected, and I'm the one you want to place your bet with. You can call me Miss Hit, but speak. As I inject the sick flow in your pit, stick big as Monroe on the track. Now if you can't handle that, then get your ass out the kitchen. Stop your bitching, running your mouth so much your whole point be missing. My palm itches, mess with my riches, catch a clock, bitches.
Okay, so we're pretty much gonna have to wrap up because we have 2 minutes left, but I can't let you go without letting you rap.
A little something, something for the peoples. Tomorrow, do it for the peoples. Where the Mullaches at, Cliff Central. Where the Mullaches at, They say best friends make better lovers, but you and I can get so foolish together. We laugh at us, getting hot and bothered, cuddling while getting pillow talk smothered. I call them Cupid's pirates, jumping in our two relationships, thinking a memento on the lips is a lifetime joined by the hip. We own that nip and tuck lifestyle, kiss and tell in each detail. Was she cool? Was she a hot gazelle? Was it the good choice? Did you put her in a place? Did they go down like duck duck? Did they get wild like buck buck? Never forget, never forget to put the glove on the what?
Hey, yo, I just gotta say, there is so much sex in your voice, girl.
Hey, fam. So much sex in the verse.
Alright, cool. Before I let you go, real raw and censored, what the fuck is on your mind one time? Real quick.
What's on my mind right now?
Yeah, 15 seconds.
So Slicka told the people that how I reacted to Switch's remix, like there's no females out there that's on there. And I just wrote something, my thoughts down, and then Switch someone said I was petty. And then I was like, what? Am I petty because I have an opinion? I'm petty, but I'm not petty. You know what I mean? And then, yeah, I just feel like it's so nice to have a voice and people can listen.
Maybe you drop your own freestyle. We got the Gunja beat makers out here anyway.
Thank you so much for coming through and hanging out with us. Real quick, Monty, anything you want to say? You have 5 seconds.
Yeah, Humo needs to put out his own shit. His new joint is great. It's hard.
Shout out to the Dub Nation.
Shop, this has been the Capital Wrap Up. We're playing out with Gunja's Loving the Streets. This drops next week. Next week when, my G?
Friday.
Next week Friday. It's a brand new exclusive Gunja Beats. It's been the Capital Wrap Up. We'll see you guys next week.
Cliff Central. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.